South Sudan has struck a historic peace deal that could spell the end to years of civil war in the world's youngest nation. Past colleagues and longtime foes, President Salva Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar, will form a joint government in the coming months, which will rule the country for 3 years before holding a free election. Yuang Thiong is president of the South Sudanese Community Association of Australia's SA branch. He told The Wire's Cody Chalsis about what today's agreement means for his people.
It means stability and a time to forget and time to heal from the old wound that the war inflicted to all of us. It gives us another chance of coming back together and for the community and all other vulnerable people to go to their places, and also for the regions to have an stability.
Past ceasefires have failed. Do you think this one will last?
You always hope for the best. Not just only South Sudanese, but the entire international community, they're hoping this peace will last. This time, I think our leaders, they understood the suffering. Sometimes it takes time for others to realize how bad the situation is. So I appreciate our leaders for their commitment, and I hope everybody also will honor this agreement and give people a chance to revive their life back again.
Do you expect the country to be able to run a free election?
Well, look, of course, we're not comparing to Australia or to other developed world. We probably would say, yes, we run elections, but there is some criteria for the election to be run smoothly. One of them, those who are refugees across neighbouring countries to return back home, and also the peace need to be revealed first. All these steps need to be put in place before even we think about the elections. But if the leaders decided that we need, I'll be campaigning hard for all of us to work hard to just to protect our social fabric more than political fabric. So the elections is part of the deal, and we hope all of us we can organize a good elections just to demonstrate to others that we are responsible and we are capable of doing anything that will actually be good, not just only to South Sudan, but to other nations who actually for years supporting South Sudanese people.
Could this be the most important day in South Sudan's history?
Well, of course, peace is very important. And by coming to this stage, after this horrible experience, we'll go down to history if the leaders honour the agreement and all of us as a citizen also will rally behind them.
Will you consider visiting if the peace deal works?
I'll be the first person to travel to South Sudan, not to be a citizen, but because still relatives and siblings who are over there, also to support the peace and give them also my experience to a country like Australia, where everybody, we are living as neighbours, not as a tribes or as ethnicities, but we're living as a community. As brothers and sisters also need a contribution to the system, because the country cannot move forward without our share, not just only the leaders, but all of us as citizens also we need a contribution.
President of the South Sudanese Community Association of Australia's SA branch, Yuang Thiong, speaking to The Wire's Cody Chalsis.